This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Boy, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
We'll be in your show plenty because you have a great show and you have big ratings, Sid. I don't even know if you know how good your show is, okay? But you have big ratings and you have a great show and you've been my friend for a long time and I appreciate it.
That's my friend, President Donald Trump. Big rally coming up on Saturday in Wildwood, New Jersey. Scott Lobato is going to open up for President Trump. There's a lot more announcements for Trump that I'm privy to that you're not. So it's just the way it is. I'll be seeing a lot of Trump over the next few weeks, including, I think, going to court when Cohen testifies. Not when that filthy animal Stormy Daniels testifies. My God, is she repulsive. Jesus. I saw one of her movies, I'm not going to lie to you. Anyway, my next guest is a big-time congressman out of Missouri who was recommended to me by the great Anthony D. Esposito. His name is Mark Alford. Mark, welcome to Sid and Friends in the Morning in New York. How are you, buddy?
I am fantastic, Sid. I love your music. And unlike the Beatles, John Lennon, and Paul McCartney, we are not going to let it be in the U.S. House of Representatives when it comes to anti-Semitism.
That is a great start to the show. That is, you're making your debut, Mark. You just hit a Jack Clark Grand Slam home run for those Cardinal fans out there. Tell me what's going on with Washington. You know, I watched it on Fox News this morning, and it looked like the cops were doing some damage out there. Tell me about that in your state.
Oh, yeah, I think everything's cleared up. Look, there's just unrest all over the U.S. And, you know, there's people coming here to Washington to protest. A lot of them are just unintelligent. They're ignorant. They don't even know what when they say from the river to the sea, they have no idea what they're talking about. And I think that's what's, you know, Sid, we have an infection in America. We have a virus in America. It's not COVID. It is Jew-hating, Hamas-loving, ignorant, racist people who don't want the state of Israel to exist, and we've got to weed them out and make sure they are not in charge of our educational institutions and make sure they're not indoctrinating our young people.
That is so true. There's actually two viruses, Mark. There's the one you just spoke about, and of course, Trump derangement syndrome, which is another one. We'll get to that later. But let me get back to the faculty in these universities. What I considered a very, very sad day for New York. It was 2 days ago when Columbia University, generally considered one of the best, as you know, academic institutions in the country, canceled graduation. They canceled graduation, Mark Alford. They gave in to the terrorist. The terrorist won. This was one day after the mayor said, don't worry, the NYPD will protect you guys. Go ahead with your graduation. And part of the reason why is the faculty is right out there with the students. Can we get to the point, Mr. Alford, where you guys in the House pass some legislation where there's no more money going to these schools, not federal money, anytime, any, whether it's public or private, can we cut off the money to these schools?
Sid, that's exactly what we're going to be looking at. Speaker Mike Johnson really launched a housewide probe into all this campus hatred, this anti-Semitism, and it's not going to stop until Jewish students can feel safe on campus and the leadership of these universities are held accountable. That's going to mean defunding some of these colleges and universities, going after the appropriations, going after their tax-exempt status, removing some of the visas from students and teachers who are part of this. This is ridiculous. We've got to get back to some semblance of order and respect. I'm all for decent protests and speech on college universities, but this is criminal behavior.
I got to tell you, and look, I'm Jewish, I'll be honest, Mark, so I'm sensitive, and I'm a Brooklyn kid, I think I'm a tough guy, you know the whole thing. From day one, I never considered this a peaceful protest, only because if you're out there and you're supporting Hamas, and all Hamas is progressive Palestinians. Hamas is not Jewish people, they're not Latin people, they're Palestinians. If you're out there supporting that group who murdered children in front of their parents, raped their daughters before they killed the parents, threw live babies in the oven, how can it possibly be a peaceful protest when you're on their side from day one?
Well, it's just basic anti-Semitism. We have the Hamas caucus here in the U.S. House of Representatives, the squad, who feels the same way and are actively saying here in Congress and on the streets around Congress, whipping up support for themselves and for their cause because they don't want Israel to exist. We were just over there last month. We met with Benjamin Netanyahu. We went in these kibbutzes where, as you described, babies were cut out of the mother's womb and put in ovens. It was a horrible place to be, but I wanted to see firsthand. I wanted to talk to the hostage families. One thing is very clear. Hamas must be eradicated. And these code pinkos who are up here in Congress right now following us around with their little cell phones trying to get us to say something stupid, the first thing I ask them is, do you believe that Israel has a right to exist? They will not answer that question. It is very clear that they do not want Israel to exist. They want Jews dead, and they're code pinkos, and we've got to treat them as knuckleheads, ignorant people.
God, I love you. This guy, Justin, make sure you got this guy's number. He's a hero, this Mark Alford. I love him. And, you know, it's AOC. It's, you know, it's Tlaib. It's Ilhan Omar. There's another really bad guy here in New York. His name is Jamal Bowman, also a lowlife. But I know you guys, did you just censure Ilhan Omar again?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think there's a movement towards that. There are some things that are being said, and several of them had been censored already. And I'm not huge on the censor process because I think you kind of take away the power of that. But some of the things that are being said right now are unacceptable, and they have to be dealt with. We have to make it very clear what we stand for in America. We stand for equal rights. We stand for justice for all, but we don't stand for hate speech. And calling for Jews to be treated differently, like they are on college campuses right now. We have to protect our Jewish students. We have to protect our Jewish teachers and faculty on these college campuses. And if there's any speech that's going to go against that, we are firmly against that, and it needs to be dealt with.
See, the issue becomes, Mark, the Democrats, right? So here's Biden, for example. He makes a speech yesterday, Holocaust Remembrance Day, says all the right things, but yet is stopping shipping arms to Israel, which is a brutal stab in the back for the Israelis. Then you get Chuck Schumer, Jewish guy, Madison High School, Brooklyn, New York, stands in front of the Senate floor and rips apart Bibi Netanyahu. Bernie Sanders has been part of the BDS movement the whole time. So the question becomes, even though it's obvious to decent people, Mark, like you and I, what they're doing on these college campuses, what these Congress ladies are doing is actually grotesque. Will you get bipartisan support with all these bills?
I certainly hope so. I think what the Democrats, the progressive, woke, liberal bunch is doing to our nation is despicable. I think what Biden is doing is reprehensible. Stopping a shipment of arms that we have ready to... Sid, we just passed this Israel bill. It took us a couple of months to get it done. They should have had it earlier. But we got it done, and now they're stopping the arms from getting to there so they can finish off Hamas. There are 4,000 of these terrorists that need to be killed that are left over down in Rafah, and we've got to go in there. The IDF has got to go in there and finish them off and get the hostages back. We have sent a letter to President Joe Biden that's going out today asking, what in the hell are you thinking stopping the armaments from getting to Israel after we pass this? They want to play it both ways. They want the Democrat votes in Minnesota and other places where they are having to bow down to the crazies there.
Yep.
Who don't want Israel to succeed.
Oh, you're right. Minnesota, Michigan, and more. So, you know, Mark, you're doing all this very serious stuff. But again, your colleagues here in New York, D'Esposito, I'm very close with, Mike Lawler, very close with, Olita, Nicole Maliotakis, all my dear, dear friends and all wonderful people and all great supporters of Israel and the United States. But why are you doing all this stuff, right? You're trying to get money for the border. You got Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is breaking balls every day. I mean, I love Mike Johnson. He was on this show just a week ago. I hung out with Mike Johnson the night of the State of the Union. I love the guy. How much of a nuisance has Marjorie Taylor Greene become?
Well, listen, I'm a freshman with Anthony and Nick LaLota, and we have had our challenges over these 16 months. We've had this distraction of Kevin McCarthy getting fired from the crazy aides who wanted him out, some of it for personal reasons. We've got to get back to doing the business for America, and I'm working with the delegation from New York to get that done. I think the freshmen are very frustrated because we gave up so much to come here. We gave up our careers, our security, our family time to make a sacrifice for America and to come up here. Look, Sid, we've got one mission. We have 6 months. 6 months until the election, we've got to increase our majority in the House. We've got to take back the Senate, and we've got to get Donald J. Trump back in the White House to have a resolute leader behind the resolute desk who can actually walk and talk at the same time.
Fantastic. Our final 60 seconds. I've got a friend. You know him very well. His name is Peter King. He's one of the great congressmen ever out on Long Island. And we've had some epic fights. I mean battles, because it took me about a week to decide no more money to Ukraine. I don't trust Zelensky. That is a crooked country. I have no idea where that money is going. They're getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billion dollars. And in the meantime, Putin, for as dangerous as they think he is, he can't find his own ass with his elbow. He's a mess. That Russian army should be embarrassed. You're laughing, but it's true. What an embarrassment this front has become in Ukraine. No more money to Ukraine. I know you agree.
Absolutely right, Sid. I have voted against the added money for Ukraine. I've done a lot of research on this. The previous Congress appropriated $113 billion, 67 for direct military assistance. This lame, feckless, failing, flailing president that we have in the Oval Office refused to give Zelensky the armaments he needed to win this war early on. The F-16s, the Attackam missiles, the Abrams tanks. And now they're in a stalemate. Now they want more money. And our voters, Americans, deserve an answer as to how long this is going to take and what does victory look like. Until we get those answers, no more money.
You are a true great American, like a hero. I'm so happy that you made your debut on this show this morning. I hope you keep coming back. I mean that. And you keep fighting for all that's right. Mark Alford, thank you so much. What a great appearance.
Thank you, Sid. God bless you.
God bless you, too. There he is out of St. Louis, Missouri. I hate the Cardinals, but I love Albert. I love him. Great job also by Anthony D'Esposito.